Continuing on with our K-1 Coaches Breakfast, now talking with Oklahoma Union Cougars head coach Lee Ott. The Cougars made a run all the way to the area finals last year and have a lot of talent back from last year's team. Coach Ott, you want to tell us first off, who are you not bringing back from that very successful team last year?
Logan Key and Hunter Harris. But in the place of that, everybody has to remember we were sophomore heavy last year, so a year of growth and maturity kind of helps us out a little bit.
Yeah, and no discredit to Logan and Hunter. I know Logan was a big part of your team, Hunter as well, but I'd say that's a good problem to have, being sophomore heavy and making a run very, very deep in the playoffs. What's your feeling about this group and the potential that they might have?
I think we're going to be a lot more physical on defense. They're flowing to the ball better already this year in scrimmages than we did all last year. And then offensively, they know the difference of when to push tempo and slow it down and work for another shot and how to eat clock.
Now, you've got a very talented scorer coming back in Colson Gibson, who was a guy that put up over 20 points per game for you last season, and a lot of the times the offense ran through him. I know you have a lot of other guys very capable of scoring as well, but with Colson in particular, what's his offseason look like, and how do you see him improving?
Well, he, this summer, broke his wrist first day of summer ball, and so he actually has not been cleared from his surgery, because he tore up some tendons and ligaments as well, and so he's only been back for about 4 weeks. But some of the younger guys, since he missed summer, got to get a lot of reps, and we got some development with some of those younger guys this summer.
And who are some of those younger guys you think might take some steps this year?
Well, we're going to have two sophomores that are going to play a pivotal role. We've got what we consider as possibly six starters. One of them would be Cade Hollingshead, and the other sophomore who had a growth spurt, Baylor Nash, who was big on the football team this year, will get quite a bit of time. And then the rest are juniors.
Now, Coach, talking with Lee Ott, Oklahoma Union Cougars head coach, did the football season have any effect on your practices? I know you guys are starting your season pretty early, playing some games this weekend, but how much practice have you had with some of those guys that played football?
Well, we had a scrimmage on Monday at Metro Christian, and the football kids hopped on the bus, and they got after it with us. So actual practice time, though, we didn't get to start until Tuesday, and we've had 3 days of long, grueling, hard practices. But they have the mentality, knowing, coming from a good football season, that it's hopefully going to roll right into basketball.
Yeah, hopefully that momentum is going to continue. Now, looking at your schedule here for this 2019-2020 season, what are some of the big dates that pop out at you?
I can't take Ketchum lightly. Area tournament team, Coach Banker does a great job. I know he graduated some good kids, but he also had a lot of kids coming back that played on that team. Kiefer, I'm excited about the Kiefer matchup. They're always tough in 3A. And then the Nowata tournament, of course, and then we're excited because we're taking our varsity to the Fort Gibson tournament this year.
Well, Coach, that should be a lot of fun for you. Looking forward to covering your Cougars throughout the course of the season, and best of luck with that enticing Ketchum game tonight. Oklahoma Union head coach Lee Ott, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.